Well, the reason I'm running is I'm a concerned father, and I care deeply about the future of Montana. I've got two young kids, and I think, you know, the future of Montana and the country is on a lot of people's minds with what's going on with Congress and in Washington, D.C., you know, and the prime example, of course, is today, you know, and the government is shut down, and people are upset about that. You know, and I just feel like we can do better. I know we can do better, and I want to do something about it. And I'm somebody that is focused on, you know, working together to find solutions, not partisan politics, you know, living within our means, you know, but also making responsible decisions, you know. And what's not responsible is what's going on back there right now, you know, especially with the shutdown.
You have been a figure behind the scenes for more than a decade now. Mm-hmm. Name recognition for many Montanans may be a problem for you as a candidate. How do you overcome that?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, you know, I am very proud of my service, you know, working for Senator Baucus. I traveled to all 56 counties, met with over 120 communities in a year. And I know the state. I know it well. I'm willing to put in that same kind of effort as a candidate, you know, to get my name out there. No, I have not run for anything before or held elective office, but, you know, there's ways to get my name out there, and it's through hard work and a lot of, you know, meeting people, and that's what I'm prepared to do.
Your website, you just mentioned it yourself, your website also says that you are running as a concerned father and as a dedicated public servant, mm-hmm. not as a politician, but your professional life has been political. It's been involved in politics and working for a partisan figure, Senator Max Baucus. Mm-hmm. So what do you mean by saying that you are entering not as a politician?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, you know, my service is what it is. I mean, I'm proud of that service, you know, and when I look at my service in terms of working for Senator Baucus, it was, you know, helping people, and both, you know, in the legislative side of things when I worked in D.C. and here in Montana, you know, and there's nothing partisan about that. When I traveled to all these communities, you know, I did not hear a lot of partisan politics. I heard about people upset about, you know, that Congress is not doing the things that help working families in Montana. You know, we're talking about a farm bill. You know, I'm talking about highway bills. We're talking about regular spending bills that help, you know, deliver clean drinking water and wastewater systems in Montana. You know, there's nothing partisan about those issues. And we're not seeing enough of that in D.C.
You also mentioned traveling as Senator Baucus' state director to Montana's 56 counties, mm-hmm. Striving to meet with leaders in the 129 incorporated sure. cities and towns. That trip, how did that inform your politics? How did that mold your vision for what you'd like to see as your candidacy?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like I said, it the thing I heard over and over again was, you know, not enough, you know, action on the part of Congress to help working families. I mean, I did not hear a lot of partisan politics. People want us to focus on the problems we have here at home. You know, and we're not seeing that back there. You know, and it's things that regular working families expect the federal government to do, you know, like a farm bill. I, you know, was over in eastern Montana, you know, in the Bakken region, and, you know, I saw the challenges that they're facing, you know, in terms of housing and law enforcement and, you know, and those types of things. So, you know, it was very apparent to me that people are sick and tired of Congress not getting the job done.
Some voters will see you as a political insider, not necessarily mm-hmm. new blood. Mm-hmm. What practical steps and what specific steps can you take to help put an end to the current constant cycle of stalemate and gridlock mm-hmm. in Congress?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I have no illusions that one person can suddenly change the way Congress operates easily. But it's got to start somewhere, you know, and I've seen up close, you know, what is not working in the legislative process, you know, and I've also seen what does work, you know, and so I'm somebody that could hit the ground running, you know, and working on these solutions, but you know, it's not going to be easy. And we're not to a point even where, you know, Congress is even discussing solutions to many of these issues. The government's shut down, and later this week, you know, we could potentially default on the debt limit. That's irresponsible. We can do better. There's no question we can do better.
So when you Google John Lewis, the first sponsored site that comes up is a site from the Republican National Campaign Committee, I believe, and it's attacking you and your record and your affiliation with Senator Baucus, mm-hmm. A lead crafter of the Affordable Care Act, which is a very unpopular law in the state of Montana. Mm-hmm. Is your association with Senator Baucus and therefore an association with the Affordable Care Act, will that hinder your campaign? Mm-hmm.
Well, number one, you know, the fact that, you know, I'm already under attack and, you know, I haven't even announced yet, I mean, shows the challenges I'll face, you know, as a candidate. You know, in terms of, you know, the Affordable Care Act and, you know, and all that, I mean, look, we need to ensure more Americans in, you know, that the cost of insurance, you know, is going through the roof for individuals, for businesses, you know, and part of the problem is insuring more Americans, you know. Is the Affordable Care Act perfect? No. Does it need improvements? Absolutely. One thing I learned working in the legislative process, you know, is that no legislation that's passed is perfect. You need to make improvements on things. What's not an option to me is going back to the way it was before, where insurance companies running wild, no rules, and, you know, and then fast forward today, you know, holding 40-some-odd votes to try to repeal the bill without ever offering a solution, an alternative solution to insuring more Americans. That's, you know, that's the way I view it. Is it perfect? No. But we're not even discussing on how to improve it. You know, the government shut down.
For you personally, what do you expect out of this journey for you and your family?
Yeah, well, I'm excited, number one. I mean, I'm very excited to do this. You know, I have the energy to do it. My family is excited as well. My wife, Melissa, and two kids, Kate and Jackson. And, you know, it's going to be fascinating. It already has been fascinating, you know, meeting people. But I have a passion for, you know, Montana and the future of Montana. And, you know, I can't wait to get out there, talk to people, you know, see what's on their mind. I have a pretty good idea, you know, with everything that's going on. You know, I'm somebody that, you know, is willing to do that work and excited to take it on.